Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Max and Ivan, fugitives.
Boris Yeltsin was our colleague.
No relation to
He uploaded something to OpenTrove.
We don't know
and
what.
And he was murdered by a British police officer, and it was covered up.
We think by the Russians.
For the files on his laptop, which we downloaded.
Well, it was Ivan who downloaded it, but yes.
A folder called the Cuckoo.
The whole thing is encrypted.
All we know is that one subfolder is called Operation V.
And we've got the laptop here.
There's a way of finding out what Boris uploaded to OpenTrove. Go to the Ukraine.
Wait, what?
To OpenTrove's headquarters.
Really?
You'll need to go under fake identity.
Hold on a minute.
And without being discovered, plug this USB into their system.
What the fuck?
Operation V. I've decrypted it. Phase 1 is 4 bombs detonated across Europe simultaneously. Phase 2, K-27 poison released via drone.
So, you mentioned you want to support our activism, which is so cool. 98% of our leaks are genuine, and we are very, very careful about the quality of the bespoke content which we create. Man!
Alexander, I'm very sorry, but something's come up and we need to go.
Oh, I am so sad that you think we don't have CCTV in our own fucking office!
Oh, God! Quick, the gate's closing! Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God! I can see my wing mirrors anyway!
Max and Ivan, Fugitives. Episode 4.
We sped away from Lviv, out of the Ukraine.
As night fell, the endorphins started to wear off, and we took stock of our situation.
I know this isn't the main thing, but my Fitbit missed out on a lot of steps.
So, we're now on the run from both the Brotherhood of Death, a terror group, and OpenTrove, a corrupt disinformation outlet run by a bunch of evil hippies. So that's good.
Where should we stay tonight?
I think we get as far away as we can.
Hey, over in that field, is that a festival?
It might be. No, wait, that's a flaming crucifix. Those are the Polish knights. Keep driving, keep driving.
We eventually made it to Krakow, at which point our bullet-riddled car finally gave up the ghost.
It's sort of a shame. I reckon spider hair would give us at least 80 Moroccan dirham for this thing.
Just leave it. It's 11 p.m. and we need to find somewhere to go that's off the grid and won't lead to us getting killed.
Wait, what day is it?
Falafel Wednesday.
The last Wednesday of the month, right?
Yeah.
I think I know somewhere we'll be safe.
Wait, I'm sorry, this happened by accident?
Yeah. I bought the domain years ago. You ever done that? Bought a URL because you thought you might one day turn it into a cool business or something?
Oh, absolutely. I once paid £8,000 for intellijex.com. Absolutely no idea what to do with it.
Right. So I had a vague idea for a sort of streaming music service. You'd type in a song and then it would play similar stuff afterwards. This was pre-Pandora, Spotify.
That's a really good idea. What happened?
Annoyingly, the algorithm I had wasn't good enough.
Oh, damn it. I could have nailed that easily. Recommendations are good, though. Do you reckon there's room to pivot? TV and film? Oh, no, that's Netflix and YouTube, obviously. But what about medicine? Enjoyed those painkillers? Why not have a crack at these? Big Pharma would love it. I'm sorry, we've gone off topic.
But yeah, so my idea was called Autoplay. And I'd bought the various domains, set up the beginnings of the music service, plus a forum. And whilst the music thing died off, the forum... Well, the forum is still incredibly popular.
Still?
Yeah. See, turns out autoplay is a phrase which, amongst a certain specific community, means something quite different.
Oh. Yep. Turned out, Ivan runs the biggest forum on the internet for men who like to suck themselves off.
And non-binary people, and women.
Women, really?
Oh yeah, not as common, but there's plenty out there. Autoplay offers a forum for anyone interested in AF, auto fellatio, AC, auto cunnilingus, AA, auto analingus, or any combination of the above.
Good God. It makes me want to go to Tim Berners-Lee's house and personally apologise. But I suppose that's the internet for you. You think you've reached the bottom, but not quite.
Many aspiring AA practitioners would sympathise.
And troublingly, or I don't know, brilliantly, for them, the forum members arrange meetups on a monthly basis in a discreet location to socialise and coach one another on technique.
And it was the night of a meetup. We'd lucked out.
I don't know about lucked out.
I dropped the organiser of the Krakow chapter a private message on the forum, and we were invited as guests of honour.
Oh, so good to meet you in person. This way, please.
See, Max? Just a perfectly nice anonymous house in suburban Krakow.
Shoes, if you don't mind.
Certainly, Dmitri.
Please, no real names. Handles only.
Sorry, yep. Certainly, Lord Self-Suck.
Thank you. This way. We have cheese straws, and in your honour, I have turned Alexa into British Magic FM.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, it's just a drink party. Exclusively for awkward men. And one man's stepping into the centre and bowing. Bowing quite deeply. Oh, wait. Right, I see.
That's quite an advanced technique, I think.
Oh, yes. That's the standing Ouroboros, the snake eating its tail. Very impressive. Most of us here are shoulder rollers in training.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be the most straightforward way.
That's a big gong?
Yes, thank you. It's called the Gong of Dong and other body parts. Every chapter has one. We strike it when a new initiate achieves their goal. Nearly there, succubus!
Cool. We stood at the edge of the room, doing our absolute best not to make eye contact with anyone at all, and attempted to plan our next move.
Lord Selfsuck, we'd like to have a quick conversation in private. Obviously, lots of downstairs is occupied. Could we go upstairs?
My mother is asleep upstairs.
Oh, my word.
Ah, right. We'll just go into the corridor. So, Open Trove were a load of mercenary, amoral scumbags. But there's no reason Boris would have known that.
That's true. 98% of their leaks are real. So, Boris may have been a creepy stalker, but he could still have been a hero.
It's Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Boris is responsible for the Brotherhood of Death.
Oh, Jesus
Come
Christ,
on, Boris.
Really?
Boris wasn't sending leaks. He was sending leak requests. Open Trove created the propaganda on his behalf.
So the Brotherhood of Death aren't real?
No, but Boris was working for a group who wanted people to think that they are. In his messages to Alexander, he calls his employers the Organization.
The Organization?
Can we see the full transcripts?
Later. For the next 3 hours, I will be completely uncontactable.
Why? What's up?
I am DJing.
Oh.
I own one of Berlin's best nightclubs.
Of course.
Oh, and I reclaimed my 20 million from Open Trove.
It was 10 million.
Meh.
Wow. So Boris was a creepy internet stalker who invented a terror group.
I've always said the HR at Fuel was pretty lax.
But hold on. Doesn't that mean we can go back to the UK? Boris was evil, which means the policeman was good?
I don't think good policemen wear balaclavas or gun people down in cold blood or cover up the evidence afterwards.
You got a point.
I've got cheese toasties for everyone.
Oh, God, we should probably head back in.
Do we have to?
Come on, just keep your eyes closed. I don't know.
Hey, but there is one positive.
Go on.
Well, if the Brotherhood aren't real, then Operation V was a hoax.
We interrupt this broadcast with reports of a series of explosions across Europe.
Oh, my God.
The bombs were detonated seemingly simultaneously in Hungary, Denmark, Italy and Finland. A spokesman for the United Finland Party has strongly condemned the attack, saying a storm is brewing across Europe.
Alexa, stop!
What the fuck?
Apologies. I will put on a CD. Oh, succubus! Congratulations!
We spent the next few hours on our phones, frantically scouring the internet for any more information.
There was growing coverage on the four explosions, as predicted in Operation V.
A hospital, a hotel, a nightclub, and a town square. Emerging reports estimated roughly 60 deaths.
But no sign of a chemical attack or anyone taking responsibility for the bombings yet.
Eventually, the autoplay group, suppose you could call them the Brotherhood of Little Deaths, concluded their meeting.
Don't get it.
And farewell, Mr. Stretch. Better luck next month.
So, what do we do now? I've got nowhere to go.
I don't know, man. Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Please, it would be my pleasure to host you for the evening.
Thanks for the offer, Lord.
Oh, now you can call me Dimitri. If you'd rather not stay, I'd understand. But I'm not a monster. I'm just a motorcycle repairman who looks after his mother and has a curious hobby.
Oh, I didn't mean...
You both look like you could do with a sleep. I won't pry, but I know what it's like to keep a secret and to feel like the world is against you.
That's very kind, Dimitri. We'd love to stay.
Thank you.
Great. I will turn over the air mattress.
Much appreciated.
And could you...
And of course, I will change the sheets.
Morning.
Oh, God, I needed that. How was the air mattress?
Surprisingly comfortable. How was the chaise longue?
Was it comfortable?
Yes. Was it in Dimitri's mum's bedroom? Also yes.
Ugh.
I'm not sure if you've heard these voice messages on Fuel Chat, but Bingo's getting a bit pissed off that the Ice Cream Town backend is not capturing any data.
Good morning. Just touching base, RE the old Epperoonie.
She doesn't sound pissed off.
Oh, that's the first of 7 messages.
Oh.
Let me back ASAP, because I'd say it's fairly damn crucial, and I'm not paying both of you to call me back, you dweebs. The whole point of this fucking app is collecting the data from the backend, you So sorry, boys. I'm on a 4-day fast. Got a little tetchy there.
If we want a job to come back to, we need to get something online ASAP.
Well, perhaps now, whilst we've got a minute, we can...
Is Lara? She sent through the Infinity Quest chat logs between her and Boris.
Or rather, between Abracadab Lara and 200489.
Catchy.
And no wonder it took her a while to work out who he is.
The chats were pretty bleak.
Greets. You are so beautiful.
My character's a werewolf, but sure.
Let's go out.
That's the plan, isn't it? All 12 of the guild are going out to raid a floating temple.
You're funny. What is Liechtenstein like?
It's kind of boring.
We should go somewhere exciting together. I've read about a great club in Berlin.
Wait, how do you know I live in Liechtenstein?
Sand Peaks? Hey, Sand Peaks? Sorry, that was my friend. Lol. Why would you try to get me banned from the server?
I've told you to stop messaging me.
I'm sorry, Lara Brunhardt.
I never told you my surname. I don't want to talk to you.
Greets. Slot.
It was grim reading. Maybe if Boris had discovered an autoplay community, he wouldn't have resorted to inventing a Terra Cell.
Terra Incel.
I don't get it.
Come on, man, this is good stuff.
Lara.
We've just read the logs. So sorry you had to go through all that.
Oh, Boris was only like the 3rd creepiest guy in my guild.
Really?
You guys have no idea, do you? But it's just like you predicted. The Brotherhood of Death are everywhere.
Ah. Lara.
Have you seen the videos they released overnight?
What?
It's all over the news.
It is.
Turn on the television.
Polish kids show. Polish cookery show. Some Polish people on a sofa. Oh, only fools and horses. Nice.
Okay, fine. Use the internet.
And so we did.
Dimitri said we could use his desktop if we didn't open any folders.
I hope we'd very much learnt our lesson on that front.
Speculation about which major European hub the document refers to is mounting this morning.
They've leaked Operation V.
And that's the video we saw at Katia's.
Which translates as the Brotherhood of Death are rising. Open Trove have uncovered another 6 videos which hint at a large organised group of Wahhabi Muslim extremists and the possibility of further attacks, including one using the poison K-27, a deadly nerve agent that causes restricted airways and convulsions in those who come into contact with it.
Well, fuck.
You guys cracked it. You're amazing. And whilst yesterday people might have thought you were crazy, deluded fantasists, now you don't need to run. The world is on your side.
Yeah, about that.
Lara, the Brotherhood of Death doesn't exist.
Boris helped fabricate them for a group known as the Organization.
Okay, now you sound like crazy, deluded fantasists.
After breakfast with Dimitri and his mother...
Did you have fun at your board game party with your friends?
Yes, Mother.
When will you invite me to play with you all?
The rules are very complicated.
We set up in the lounge and finished trawling through the world's news.
We're swimming against the tide here. Boris's organization have played a blinder.
Yeah. Social media's flooded.
The whole world is obsessed with the Brotherhood.
Hey, including your favorite company. Look at this.
A statement by the CEO of Omni, Yitzhak Cohen.
For democracy to function, what is needed is a company with an active presence, passively monitoring the internet for the safety of all. Now, it needn't be Omni, but our software does have this capability, and I...
Wow, he's a serious-looking guy. Where was he before Omni? Uber? Amazon?
Mossad.
Checks out.
He was agency director for 15 years. The whole executive team are former agents.
Can't imagine they'd misuse the data of the entire internet in any way at all.
The point is, right now, if we come forward with the claim that the Brotherhood don't exist, all that's going to happen is we'll be ridiculed, and then we'll get a knock on the door from a giant policeman with a moderate to severe eye injury and a grudge.
Hold on a second. The Emancipatriots might actually know what's going on.
Oh, that's right. You heard it here first. The Brotherhood of Death ain't Saudi terrorists.
Oh, my God.
They're aliens! It's a combination of the Greys and the reptilians in cahoots with the Globoli!
Oh, right, I see.
But what about the bombings? I hear you asking. Crisis actors! Wake up, sheeple! The whole thing was set up. You don't believe me? As I say after every quote-unquote atrocity. Watch it in 4K!
Ugh. Anyway, at the moment, all we've got is a wild claim and no proof.
Aha! Make that some proof.
Katya had forwarded Boris's OpenTrove correspondence.
With the subject just finished DJing.
Her 3-hour set was 9 hours long.
Just as she said, Boris had sent Alexander a meticulous list defining the nature of the Brotherhood and requesting the types of document to be leaked.
Video content. 3 times internal videos. Skype calls, FaceTime, conference or similar. 6 times public statements. 5 times public beheading. Greets.
Things are gonna get worse for that poor Facebook mod.
That's interesting.
What?
The metadata around these messages contains Boris's password.
OpenTrove didn't encrypt it on their end. That's unethical.
I mean, it's probably not top 10 unethical things they've done, but yeah.
And what's his password?
It's L4R4SF33. Oh, that says Lara's feet, doesn't it?
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, but look, we've got his password. And thanks to Lara, we've got his username.
What are you thinking?
Let's log into Grenade. Find out what that unread message says.
What, you think he'd use the same details for more than one account?
Yeah, I do.
What? Well, how many passwords do you have?
1. And it's password with a capital P. Sometimes I have to put a 1 at the end.
But you're Mr. Encryption.
Oh, who gives a fuck? Easier to remember, isn't it? Why? How many passwords do you have?
A separate one for every login, of course. And then a password manager which requires 2-step verification. And I change the password to that every week. Got a lot of valuable ideas. Or at least highly protected folders ready for my ideas.
Well, let's see which of us is more like Boris.
Or user 200489. Ha! Told you.
What? No, hold on. I got one of the numbers wrong on his boring, weird username. Partly the reason I keep my passwords so simple. Numbers are not my forte.
I honestly don't think that... You've got to be kidding me.
Take a picture! Quick! Quicker, quick!
The thing with Grenade is that once opened, all messages self-destruct in 5 seconds. But there it was. A message direct from the Organization.
Ah, did you get it? Turns out I took 11 selfies.
Here we are. Oh my God, Lara would be losing her shit. Dead letterbox coordinates. Quick, look this up.
It's in Canada.
Maybe I could see Natasha.
In fact, that should be a 3 and not a 1.
Oh, yep, sorry. Numbers, pressure, it's a struggle.
Okay,
it's in Europe. That makes more sense.
And time and date of collection. Whatever this is, Boris was supposed to pick it up tonight.
This was incredible news.
We phoned Katia, who hung up on us and texted back, fuck off, decrypting, we'll call you later.
And we called Lara, who was on her lunch break. Her colleague Sandra attempted to take a message and failed because she couldn't find a pen.
So with no time to lose, we resolved to head straight to the destination ourselves. Dimitri.
My friends, I have taken the day off work from the garage. Would you care for me to take you to the zoo?
That's very kind, but unfortunately we have to travel about 650 kilometers west right now.
Oh, of course.
Really sorry, we should have said...
Oh, it's nothing, it was just a sudden thought.
3-pack lunches like you asked for.
No, Mother, no.
Dimitri, we'd love to do that some other time.
Really?
Don't make me answer that. But the point is, we urgently need to get to a car hire place. Can you help us?
I can do one better.
This old motorbike is much worse than a car!
What?
This motorbike...
Can't hear. I wish we were in a car.
What? I said this old motorbike is much worse!
Doesn't matter. We've only got 5 hours.
What?
The place we were speeding to was in the middle of nowhere.
Or, more precisely, in the middle of 3 places. The fault line of Germany, the Czech Republic, and Austria.
We barely had time to pull over to the side of the road and hastily eat our packed lunches.
Let's see what's on the menu.
Circular Polish sausage.
I think his mum knows more than she's letting on.
As night fell, we made it to the coordinates 10 minutes before the deadline and hid the motorbike behind a skip.
Just as Google Earth had shown, we were at a hospital.
But unlike on Google Earth, it was now an abandoned hospital.
The grounds were overgrown with weeds, the paint was peeling, and the walls were covered in nationalist political graffiti from 3 different countries.
Which of those racist parties would you least like to bump into?
I have to say I've got a bad feeling about the Austrian dragons.
Yeah.
You?
Well, I don't know what Chechia Mock means, but their logo of a crucifix turning into a lightning bolt isn't great, is it?
Right, the front door's locked. Now what?
You go left, I go right?
No, absolutely fuck that. We are not splitting up.
No, I regretted that as soon as I said it.
In the darkness, we circled the building, trying each door we came to.
They were locked, or boarded up, or both.
Maybe it's through that smashed window on the second floor?
Oh, come on, we've still got half of the...
I'm glad that we found a way in. But also, I don't want to go in.
Come on, we'll be in and out 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
If you've never explored an abandoned hospital's surgical ward in the middle of the night using only the weak light of your phone's torch to see, then your life is better than my life.
It's okay. It was just a giant rat.
What?
Yeah, or maybe a small dog.
Oh, that's... better?
With claw-like paws and a long, thin tail and red eyes like the devil.
I've got to get out. No, I've got to get out.
Come on. We can't leave until we've got what we're looking for.
We don't know where that is and we don't know what that is.
I know, but if we go through room by room, swiftly and thoroughly, then we... Ivan, turn your torch back on.
I can't. My battery's died.
Fuck.
Oh, very funny. Turn yours back on right now.
No, honestly.
What?
My battery's died too.
Oh God, I think I felt the rat.
Hey, look there.
Where?
Over there.
I literally can't see anything. So if you're pointing, I can't tell. Left or right?
I don't know which way you're facing, but it's on my left. Basically...
Hey, Max, look. There's some light coming from under that door.
Okay, for the record, that's the thing I was trying to talk about.
We opened the door to a small corner office. It was cramped and claustrophobic. The walls lined with shelves and metal lockers coated in dust.
But in the centre of the room was a desk, upon which were 2 things which clearly didn't belong. A gleaming brass lamp, which shone onto a small black metal safe, perfectly smooth, with no handle or numbers or latch.
Whoa. A black box.
I can see that.
No, that's the brand. They're the toughest safes in the world. made of the same stuff airplane black boxes are. The opening mechanism is an entirely mechanical timer on the inside of the safe. It only opens when the owner wants it to open.
Right. Which, as far as we know, should be in five... Ah, my watch is slow.
Inside the black box were two items. A lanyard and a small piece of paper. What does it say?
Take contract to Yitzhak Cohen. Green Room C, 1215.
Yitzhak Cohen? The CEO of Omni?
Fuck.
Where in the world's Green Room C?
It's in Klosters.
Huh?
In Switzerland.
What?
This is an 8th Meridian lanyard. The conference is this weekend.
Oh.
Can't believe I finally get to touch one.
Shit! Touch it later. Someone's coming.
Quick.
Quick, where?
I don't know.
The lockers? Can we fit?
We closed the locker doors just as the office door opened and she walked in.
Peering through the slats, we could see her. Long red hair and a nose that looked like it had been broken several times.
She spent all of 10 seconds in the room. She pocketed the paper and lanyard, turned the light off, and was gone.
Has she gone?
Obviously, yes.
Why are we still in the locker?
I feel kind of safe here.
Me too.
But we should probably get out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just a...
Fine, go. I know, okay.
Okay.
You go. One at a time, yeah. And we know what we need to do next.
Yeah?
We just get out of here, drive to safety, and work out how to get into 8th Meridian.
Great.
All right, now, which way is the door?
I'm just... Oh, okay. I'm at the... I'll just turn on the lamp.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, the fucking rat! Ah! Jesus!
So, we were without phones. In this day and age, it's very rare to drive somewhere without modern technology.
No maps, no sat-nav, no GPS. Just you and the open road.
But that's what we did as we drove away from that hospital. And let me tell you, it is boring and shit and we got incredibly lost.
After 3 hours, though, we really started to get our bearings.
Yes, because Ivan realised his smartwatch could download a maps app and direct us to the nearest 24-hour service station.
There, we took turns charging our phones in the one PowerPoint and treated ourselves to a vending machine dinner.
Beef and cabbage crisps for main, and some extra, extra, extra strong mints for dessert.
I can't envisage any combination of things bringing me joy, so I'm just going to play vending machine roulette. Ah, yes. It's a can of beer... and or energy drink for main and for dessert. Some sort of antibacterial gel. Perfect.
Under the canopy of the smoking area, we each picked a bench and drifted off to sleep.
Ooh, I think I got about 1 hour's sleep.
Jealous? I got absolutely none. Pretty sure my dinner drink had trace amounts of speed in it. Trace means quite a lot, right?
Breakfast mint?
Thanks. Also, I've got bad news.
What?
Katya called to report on her decryption progress. Still nothing.
That is bad news.
No, this is the bad news.
Ha! Good luck getting into 8th Meridian. Literally not going to happen.
But surely you would be able
to. I've been trying to fuck with that conference for years. The guest lanyards are allocated in advance via blockchain and all catering staff and contractors pre-approved. Unless they invite you, you're fucked.
Shit. But also, I've got some good news.
What?
Lara called.
Yeah, Sandra wrote the message in yellow highlighter on a yellow post-it, but I finally realised you were trying to get in touch.
Sandra seems to be genuinely awful at her job.
It's Meridian. I see your problem.
Yeah, it's impossible to get into.
That's true, but I've got two bits of information you might find useful.
Oh?
The first is, as 8th Meridian is just a few kilometers away from Liechtenstein, we are offered 3 consular passes to the conference each year.
Oh.
And the second is your diplomatic passports are ready.
Oh.
Nur eine.
Was? Oh, sorry. One of your diplomatic passports is ready, but the other one will be in, was, wie lang?
2 Stunden?
Probably 2 hours, 2 and a bit. Basically, Sandra has a lunch and it doesn't matter. I mean, how quickly could you even get here? In fact, there's no need. I'll meet you there. God, this is so fucking cool.
Unbelievable. Ivan, it's time to buy some ski stuff.
Have you not been listening to what I'm saying? We've got to go to Klosters, mate.
Klosters is a ski resort up a Swiss mountain.
Right.
Max and Ivan. Fugitives is written and performed by Max Aleska and Ivan Gonzalez and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Almines, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katia Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.